Over the past 2 years, the World Food Programme has delivered food assistance in Iraq through two types of modalities, food rations and vouchers. The third modality WFP is piloting, funded by the European Commission's Humanitarian Office, is cash in hand for 8,000 Syrian refugees and Iraqi IDPs. Nicholas Hutchins, technical assistant for the European Commission's Iraq office, explains what are ECHO's motivations and enthusiasm for cash in hand.
Cash offers an empowering form of assistance that allows those that receive it to choose what they spend it on. It doesn't restrict it based on our preconceived ideas of what people need, which is often what we do. When we try to operate a response in the quickest time possible, we bring standardized assistance, packages that we've already developed, bringing along what we think is most needed for a fast response.
However, this is sometimes not applicable to all circumstances. Nicholas explains further.
Cash provides those who receive it with the ability to decide what is their priority any given moment or month. And so it's that empowering nature, it's the flexibility that it brings that we believe makes it a very appropriate form of assistance.
Deborah Johandran, WFP Iraq Programme Officer, explains the benefit of the cash modality in Kurdistan as well as Africa, taking into consideration geographical and cultural differences.
So last year I was based in Kenya, where we rolled out a mobile money program to Kenya's refugee camps, which are one of the largest refugee camps in the whole world, in fact. And you saw that people were extremely happy and grateful for the cash because it gave them choice. For example, in Iraq, the crisis has started only a couple of years ago, but people are still happy to receive cash. It's about empowering the beneficiary to be able to make choices.
One of WFP partners is the US-based Catholic Relief Services. Working together with Caritas Iraq, both organisations have distributed food vouchers over the past 4 months. Britton Buckner is head of programming at CRS. While overseeing the pilot project, she explains how the humanitarian organisation is helping to empower women within the community.
We really take a gender-conscious approach to make sure that we're addressing the specific needs of men, women, boys, and girls. And so in the case of community ambassadors, the community may nominate a man and several men, but we require them actually to nominate some women representatives as well. And we work with them, and in many cases we find them to be the most active and the most effective.
Guido van Houten is a communication officer at the WFP in Brussels. The European office monitors IDP and refugee trends in humanitarian hotspots.
If you look at the displacement situation in Congo, which is extremely diverse, which is even more diverse than here in Iraq, because you have refugees not only from Rwanda, Uganda, Burundi, the Central African Republic, there's a huge IDP population, as is here in Iraq. But in terms of the assistance that's given, the things that they buy or the foods that these cultures like to eat is different, but it's still about providing their nutritional needs in times of food insecurity.
Given that this pilot project for WFP and NGO partners is showing signs of cost reduction in humanitarian aid delivery, it could very well be an option considered by other Western donors who are looking for a cost-efficient way to provide humanitarian assistance. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kurdistan.